Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. Here with the usual crew, we got Chad.
Hey.
Got Emilio.
Hey.
And we got Sam.
Hey.
And of course, myself. We're here in our fabulous recording studio that we had last week, so the audio is going to be pristine. We got a listener spotlight coming up too, Clown Lotion, so stay tuned for that.
Just as creepy as he sounds, by the way.
Yeah, that's an odd name to put out there up front. Like that's what you're gonna go by, Clown Lotion, huh? Mm-hmm. That's a bold move. All right. There's not really any games coming out this week, so we're gonna skip that section.
Is the Fallout 4 expansion coming this month?
Yeah, it's really soon.
The 22nd, I'm reading. Is that correct?
I believe so, and it has to do with the robots.
Automatron.
Yeah, so you'll be able to build your own robots and customize them the way you want, and also have them do things that you want them to do.
How much are they selling this DLC for?
That I don't know.
Jeff? Because wasn't some people upset that, well, not upset, but thinking, why would I get DLC when the game is completely moddable?
What ended up happening with Skyrim is that you can have everything in the game through mods, but every time a new
it's 10 bucks, by the way.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Every time a new DLC came out, the mod tools got that much stronger and you were able to do more, but you needed to have the DLC. So most mods require you to have X DLC on Skyrim. So I thought that's what they're going to do here, but these modders are so good, man. They pretty much have done everything already, except for what they're going to do. They're going to bring in new models, right? But modders can do that too. But
yeah,
new infrastructure, I guess you could call it, new scaffolding for them to build on.
For sure. Yeah. So I'm reading here. So there's going to be 3 Automatron, Wasteland Workshop, and Far Harbor to be released in March, April, and May, respectively. The first one's 10 bucks, the second one's 5 bucks, and then the third one is going to be the biggest one. That's going to be 25 bucks. Open up an entire new section of the Commonwealth, complete with new weapons, new mission settlements, places to explore, weapons, creatures, much more. Yeah. So like that one seems like a true expansion.
Right.
This first one coming out, though, is dealing with robots, like you said, and has a new figure called the Mechanist. The mechanist. Well, I'm having problems with that word. Sorry, guys. I just came back from Vegas, and
if you don't know what that's like, you can imagine what that's like.
Yeah, I'm a little bit tired. Don't want to drink right now, so the ice you're hearing is coming out of Emilio's drink today. So yeah,
it seems so strange to me, and I'm speaking as someone who has not got into Fallout 4 or any of these large games, but it seems so strange to me that they come out with DLC to a game that is already incredibly huge.
Like, yeah, but you sold so many copies, you're almost guaranteed that.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that are like, this is great, I need more content, but right. It's just like, this is, it's like The Witcher 3. Like, does that really need an expansion pack? You could spend your whole life playing that game.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. So you're not planning on getting it?
No, or are you? I don't know, man. I haven't even got through the main story. There's been so many good games.
I'm the only person that's beaten Fallout 4 here. Hmm. That's kind of crazy.
If it's on sale, it probably would be worth picking up in your case, but 10 bucks is not a whole lot.
Yeah. For sure.
And I think it's worth mentioning that EverQuest Titanium, whatever that is, and whenever it's coming out, however it's going to be.
I think it just came out yesterday.
Okay. So if you're wondering what we're always talking about, it's probably not going to live up to our hype, but because it's so old. 1999 is when we were playing this. That it's called 1999 edition.
No, so, no, this is that's a different one. There's two different things.
Oh, okay.
EverQuest Titanium is like a pack. You get the base game plus I think 10 of the different expansions.
Oh, I see.
So like if you were interested, I think the price on it was $90 for that.
Ridiculous.
But what you're talking about is Project 1999.
I got confused.
And that is an emulated version of EverQuest.
And which that one's
is,
free?
That one's free to play.
So but yeah, you can check it out.
It's set up as if you were playing in 1999.
Didn't we do that not long ago?
No, they were doing an official old server that had a beta.
Oh,
and we did the
right.
beta for a couple days.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one is not officially licensed.
Chad was running around looking for quests forever. And then we
it's so
no
weird.
Quests.
There's
like EverQuest was before quests.
Yeah, you're
kind of.
But it's called EverQuest.
Yeah.
That's the
most like it's kind of like you would find items and then you kind of have to figure out what this item belongs to. It was backwards.
Exactly.
You would find the quest item and then have to find who the fuck wants it, basically.
Yeah.
That's how they did questing.
And remember those epic quests? They did those epic quests to get those weapons. And I was like working on that quest for months and never actually finished it.
Jeez. The grind was real.
It was like you'd have to like kill like named guys and people would be camping them and they'd only spawn like once a day.
And I don't know why I was thinking about this, but I was thinking about when I sold my account and I was talking to the guy on eBay, you know, back and forth because, you know, it was $2,400. So there was a lot. He kind of interviewed me and interviewed my characters through me. He's like, so what's Omega Red like? And I was like, well, he only solos, so nobody really knows him because it was a necromancer and I would only solo. I would never group. So I was like, nobody knows that. And then what about this warrior? Because that's the reason it sold for so much. At the time that there was only 170 in the whole game. One guy had hit 70.
Yeah.
I had 265s. So, So that's what I sold or something like that. It was, you know, I had two really high. And then so the other one was a warrior, Chuntaro. And he's like, what about this Chuntaro guy? I was like, everybody loves Chuntaro. Like, he helps everybody out and stuff. It's like so weird. I'm kind of like pimping out my own characters. So weird, right? What a strange conversation.
$2,400.
Before I give you this $2,400, give me an idea of who you were online.
Talk about your
trip.
Your virtual self.
Yeah. And then now I think that was before server changes. So, you know, you're stuck on a server if you have a bad reputation. That was a good question of him to ask.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I could have lied, but.
He could have. It sounds like if he's going through that much trouble, maybe he did some background reports on the server. But you probably sold at the right time because that stuff didn't maintain that value for very long. I remember seeing World of Warcraft characters on eBay, you know, level 60s when that was the cap, going for quite a bit. But now I don't even think you can sell those anymore.
It's worthless now.
Yeah.
Once they dumbed it down to the point where, like, everybody could get to 60 no matter what, man, I saw that coming a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you sold. sold when the market was good.
I sold my
weapons and stuff. What used to be go for a lot too, right?
A City of Heroes account. I sold it as well for.
Did you?
Yeah. I was really powerful, dude. I was like, again, same thing, soloed with the necromancer kind of thing. I had all these imps with me, and then I also went into the guy who changes the tides of battle. So I would just jump into the middle of the gnarliest groups I could find and take their strength and give it to my imps. And it worked in a area. It didn't matter how many there were. So the bigger, the better, and the stronger, the better. And then so my imps would get fucking beefed up. They'd get weak and my imps would be able to take them down. So I was in like the dark zone or whatever by myself, fucking taking on the biggest shit in the game.
That game had some fun moments.
Like $100 or $200 I got for it. Something like
that. That was one of the only games where I really felt like epic because I played a tank and it was the same thing. My tank abilities fed off the more people that there were. Yeah. So I wanted to be in those groups of like 40 or 50 guys And that game, they had those big groups. It wasn't like five guys as a group. They had like 20 to 30 guys on their groups.
Yeah. I remember I was goofing around leading the charge, but I was supposed to be leading because I was, you know, squishy. And I was like way up ahead of everybody. And I turned the corner into a big group of guys. This is like one of my first times on like talking. I don't think we use voice on EverQuest.
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever
doing. So we're on TeamSpeak or whatever. And I jumped into a huge vat of bad guys and I go, ah! and the team leader, he's like, did you just yell like a bitch or did your girlfriend come over? And I was like, I died.
That game was fun.
Yeah.
It had like an innocence to it. You know what I mean?
I guess.
You don't.
All right. Are we done reminiscing? EverQuest, reminiscing.
No, City of Heroes.
Oh, City of Heroes. EverQuest. Okay. See, I didn't play either of those games. The only thing that I know about City of Heroes is I was going to a trade school at this time, and there's a teacher that none of us really liked, and he would basically just give us busy work, and he'd be in the back playing City of Heroes. So we ended up complaining to like the dean or whoever was in charge about it. But that's my only City of Heroes story.
Bobby wants thousands of listeners, and he's not even listening himself.
Yeah.
He almost fell asleep right there.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
All right. What else are we talking about?
So GDC was this weekend.
GDC, the Game Developers Conference.
Yeah.
Now, it was a much bigger deal last year because Valve was revealing a couple of things regarding hardware. I think this is when the Steam machines and the Steam controller really made their big debut. This year, I don't want to say it wasn't a big deal, but, you know, there really isn't a whole lot of big things happening at the GDC.
Oculus revealed like 60 games that are coming out on launch day.
Okay.
Or something.
Any of them sound good?
From what they say, I mean, they say when you see them all together, it looks really impressive, but, you know, it's just one of these things where there's still no official reviews.
See, my big question is, what is the level of compatibility required to say this is an Oculus Rift game? Because right now, a lot of those things in the Oculus store, they don't work on certain versions of the Rift, and some of them only work to a certain degree or don't work that well. Some of them just flat out don't work. So I'm hoping that there's going to be kind of a standard for this.
Yeah, I also think that Oculus games will all play well on the Vive, but not all Vive games are going to play, not even close, on the Oculus. Because one's a standing and the other one, or one can be a standing and the other one is seated only. So I think.
But overall, it seems like there's a lot of VR talk at GDC this year, which makes sense. I mean, this is the year of VR.
That and complaints about dancing ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that about? I didn't hear those.
Well, apparently,
Microsoft
Team Xbox threw a party and they had not strippers, but scantily clad women dancing around as part of the show. And some of the female attendees were, and maybe some of the males too, were kind of offended by that. It kind of harkens back to the day of the whole booth babe issue at E3.
It's just a weird, like, I'm all about dancing girls, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we could all agree.
It just seems weird to do that in like kind of a professional environment.
But it's a weird choice. A video game, a bunch of awkward nerds.
Like, yeah,
see, that just seems too creepy. I don't know.
Hey, dude, I was at a nightclub once, and they came in and they brought midgets. And midgets got up on the stage. Were you there that night, Chad?
No.
At Stingery? On the rooftop, they brought in midgets, and they put them on the podiums or whatever, and they were dancing, and they did the Oompa Loompa song. It was the saddest thing. Like, nobody was having a good time. We're like, what the fuck is going on? This is so strange.
And whoever idea was probably thought it was the best idea he'd ever come up with.
That's a weird thing to see at a nightclub.
Cocaine idea. That's what that was.
Yeah.
There was, you guys know I'm from the beautiful area of East County, but there's a famous infamous strip club out there, and occasionally.
What's it called?
What is that one called? It's out in Lemon Grove. What?
I don't know.
Little Darlings?
Is it Little Darlings? No.
Deja Vu?
Yeah.
What the hell is it? No, I can't. Thank God I forgot.
Little Darlings is where three freeways meet, and it's under all three.
Yeah, no, I think that's the one. Yeah. That is it. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Now I kind of want to go and see that.
It's sad. It's like going to a strip club in Tijuana on a Tuesday afternoon, dude. That's about the situation over there. But they used to do this thing, and I don't know if they.
That sounds awesome.
They're not really putting their best foot forward on a Tuesday afternoon, is what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, it's the skank shift.
It's not the A squad, right?
Yeah, but they would
have letters that go that low.
They would have midget strippers come in every so often. It was like this thing that they did. And I don't know if like that, like some people were really into that or if it was just kind of like a freak show thing. But either way.
It's the novelty of it.
I guess.
People have the weirdest fetishes ever.
Well, they had a touring thing for a while that they did at House of Blues in San Diego a couple years ago. Midget wrestling. Like full on WWE like E. But that's with little people.
That's like every culture has that. Yeah. That's just funny to watch.
Yeah. That's the weirdest thing to watch.
So, I mean, I think we got a little off topic here. But the thing is...
Wrestling midgets?
Yeah, but the thing is, you wouldn't expect to see that if you were
pretty
going...
standard, bro.
Yeah.
You haven't been listening to, like, every episode of the podcast when we go off.
Well, I mean, that's
tangents.
That's not odd for us, obviously. But, you know, for Microsoft to kind of host this and do it, yeah, that's...
Yeah, I think it's the Xbox crowd, and I think the Xbox...
But the CEO said that was... wrong. He was pretty pissed about it.
Although yeah, Phil Spencer, like everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Somebody lost their job.
Well, it's funny. I don't think that's like all that interesting of a story, but if you Google GDC 2016, like all the news articles are about that, not even really about the keynotes or the events or the hardware that was shown off.
There's some good keynotes from the cover. There's things like, Game Jam games nobody will make with me. That sounded pretty interesting. There was, I don't know. There's some that I wish that I listened to. Are they available? Can we listen to them?
I think so. I think you have to like...
Pay maybe
to see them, but... So what did come out of this? It says Unity was unveiled, right?
Yeah, so the Unity has their Note 5.4 engine. I saw side by side between the graphic comparison. It's considerable. This is a big step for them. But they also had this, Chad, you showed me this. This was a graphic demo called Atom. And it has a story.
And you can see it on YouTube, right?
Yeah. Right. Baby, remember watching it? The robot that was all like connected and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah. It looked really strange.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's breathing.
Yeah, yeah. So it just looks awesome. And you're watching this and you're like, okay. I mean, the graphics are really, really good. But then Chad told me afterwards that it's being rendered in real time.
It's a real-time render of it.
So the computer was processing all of that instead of just like playing a video.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, though, all these demo videos, they never really look that good when they come out, though. It's even worse than like trailers for games that they show off. I feel like they never live up.
I think
PS4 had some videos where I'm like, what the fuck? Gaming's going to change forever. And then now it's sitting in my living room.
So you got to take this stuff with a grain of salt. But this is the Unity 5.4 engine. Yeah. And what I've heard a lot of developers complain about with Unity is that it's really hard to do lighting with that engine. So hopefully they improved upon that. And also, all the games that I've played that use Unity, it seems to really struggle with things like hitboxes. You know, what are some games that run on Unity? Rust? You run up to a tree or a person and you try to like melee them and it's like, who knows if you're going to connect or not. It's a gamble.
What else runs on Unity? I don't even know.
Everything. Hearthstone runs on Unity.
Really?
But that could be anything. Rust runs on Unity. Like I can think of a few specific examples, but I'm trying to think of ones that you would recognize.
Yeah,
it's it's one of the most popular engines out there.
What other graphics engines are there?
What's the one that you can use now?
The Unreal.
Unreal. You can get a subscription and use that.
It's cool, man. I like this. I mean, 10 years ago, did we even know what engines were, or did they have names? Now we kind of like following them with. Like Coke and Pepsi or something.
Well, it'll tell you a lot about the game, whatever engine it's running on. And Unity is just one of those ones. Yeah, the CryEngine. And that's one that's specific.
That's their own one, right?
Yeah. And there's variations to these two. Like Dunia is kind of a offshoot of that. And they're specific to each game. But the thing about Unity and the Unreal Engine is they're so accessible. Unity, firstly, but later the Unreal Engine really became available when they started doing the subscription based thing. And that's a great looking engine too.
Yeah,
for sure. Source as well. That's another one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Should I get into some games now?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I played my little ass off this week. There wasn't a lot of work, so good thing that one of us did.
Yeah.
So I'll just start shooting them off. Flame in the Flood. I played it enough to get the gist of it. Basically, what it is a mix of Don't Starve with some Oregon Trail and The Long Dark. Those three games.
Gotcha. Okay.
So it's like crafting. A lot of Don't Starve. So basically, you're going down this river. There was a huge flood. It's kind of post-apocalyptic. And you're traveling between these little islands. And you're gathering resources. And it's all RNG. So it's all completely random. You can get fucked real bad if the RNG just doesn't. You really need flint right away for almost everything in the game. If they don't give you flint in the first few.
You're just screwed.
You're just going to starve to death. And watching little girl starve to death over and over just really
awesome.
Isn't really my bag, you know? But I could see that this could be fun. If you like Don't Starve, you'll probably really enjoy this. The river parts in between the islands, sometimes you have some whitewater rapids. And so it mixes up all this strategy and stress with a little bit of fun, arcadey.
Gotcha.
You know?
Oh, that's cool.
It's kind of like Undertale where you have to dodge those things, Bobby, you know, when you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like a little bit of arcade to break up the,
yeah,
the whatever, the repetitiveness or whatever. So, you know, a couple times I ran into tiny little glitches, nothing game breaking.
How much is it going for right now?
$19.99.
I could see that being fair for somebody that's into this.
Okay.
The soundtrack would be amazing if I was into that movie, like kind of music, but it's kind of like bluegrass. Like,
oh, gotcha.
Not honky tonk, but you know, they did a really good job of like every time you do something good, somebody strums a chord of something that sounds good. Uh-huh. If something bad happens, there's so they really tried to incorporate music with this. And they did really well. Even a couple times I found myself tapping my foot. Like some of the, it's just good. Like the music, it's almost like if they know how stressful the river's going to be, they match the tempo with the music. But it's a real song that's out there, you know, that people listen to. But they just find the right one because it just always seemed like the right song was playing. So that was probably I really liked that the most. But that's it on me. I just don't, you know, crafting survival top down is just not my bag.
It's a pretty good looking game.
Yeah.
It's like it runs on the Unreal 4 engine.
It has a lot of charm. It's very, it's nice to look at. It's cute. It's cute and it has a lot of character.
Except when the girl dies.
Yeah. The first time I starved to death, the second time I died of staph.
Yeah.
So they called it septus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Septic.
Yeah.
Looks like the reviews are fairly mixed. 74 on Metacritic.
I bet most of that is coming from people getting fucked on the RNG.
Probably.
Yeah. If you don't get flint, you're fucked.
That's not the Steam reviews though. I think the Steam reviews are better. But
I saw 74.
The Steam reviews are very positive. Let's see, 84%.
84%. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If this is your kind of game, you're gonna like this for sure.
Is it just single player? Yeah, yes. It looks like it.
Mm-hmm. So Bobby's out.
Bobby's out.
Yeah.
But then every time I ask him to play a game, he's nowhere to be found.
And we played some games this week. We played TF2, the competitive mode, with Lab Monkey.
How many games did we actually get in?
Two or three? No, more than that. We played a lot.
I was getting sloppy.
Yeah, we had a bit of a losing streak at the end there. It's funny when you play. So
hey, it was all wins before Bobby got on.
That's what I said. Every time I play Hearthstone, I mean, Heroes of the Storm by myself, yeah. I win. Every time I play with Bobby, I lose. I don't do anything differently.
It's because my matchmaking ratio is so high. They see me coming in, they're like, oh, we better scale this up a bit.
You keep playing with your Gargamel account that...
Oh, yeah.
That monkey's a pretty good sniper.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing well. It really changes the game. I mean, TF2 is something that everybody has played and everyone is familiar with, and... And we've talked about it so many times, but playing it competitively is such a different game. It's so weird.
It adds stress.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little stressful, but it feels like everything you do matters a little bit more. Yeah. The class that you choose, whether or not you choose to wait for your team or not, the map kind of depend, you know, what you choose, changes depending on what map you're doing. Some maps have big open areas and heavies don't work as well there. They're easy targets for snipers and scouts. Scout seems to be the class that you have to be able to play for that. You need to have a good scout on your team or else you're just going to lose.
Or a couple, yeah. They're good at taking points.
So this TF2 competitive, so you guys log in as three and you put on a team
of six.
Yeah. Of six.
Right. They have a 9v9 mode, but I don't know if it's working yet.
And it's all capture point. No capture the flag, no payload. It's all just capture points.
Okay. Yeah. And then.
So either five capture points, and you have to, you know, capture the one in the middle, then the next two, or it's just hold one point, whoever holds it, you know, king of the hill.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then after the game, you're given a certain amount of points or something?
Yeah, there's a ranking system.
Yeah, okay. And you can get medals. Coming from Overwatch, it's just like a poor man's Overwatch is what it came out to me. And the other thing that I saw was like, you didn't see demo men. You didn't see, a little bit.
Yeah, some classes are completely useless. Not a lot of pyros.
No spies. Or if there's a spy, there'll be one pyro. You know, it's just soldiers, heavies,
and medics, and scouts.
Or that's it.
And yeah. Soldiers. Did you mention soldiers?
Yeah, soldiers. Soldiers is number one.
Yeah, soldiers are big. But you know what? We haven't played it that much. And maybe for people who have, the meta of the game is kind of developed, because that's really important in these really competitive type of games. You know, you figure out, okay, if there's a spy on the team, then I have to go pyro, or if they do this, I have to counter this way. On this map, this is the go-to strategy. You figure those things out with time in a competitive game like that. So just as a first impression, though, the thing that I really was bothered with was if there's a lever in the game, then it says somebody left the game, so you can all leave if you want without any penalty. So it says someone has already been penalized for leaving the game. Game's ruined. So you can go if you want. Or I guess we never did this, but you can stick around and finish the game.
I don't know. And then also I waited to the end of the game. Awards were given. All the medals were put out. I quit out at that point and still got lever status because I didn't wait till whatever the fuck.
And you can still queue up with someone who is lever status in your group, but you will get queued up with other people who are lever status. And it was like this black spiral that we went down. As soon as that happened, every single game after that we just joined, levers. People just immediately left at the beginning of the game. Or one person would leave, and then it was just this domino effect. Everyone said, oh, okay, screw it, I'm out of here, too.
And I was drunk at that point anyway, so I didn't run.
And it was late. Yeah, we couldn't get a good game in after that point.
Yeah.
So they got a few things to work out, but this is still in beta. So otherwise, I think it's kind of refreshing to play TF2 in that manner. Because,
no, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, TF2 is great just to jump in and have some fun, but I think it really needed something a little more serious.
The TF2 part of the TF2 was more fun. It was intense. You know, like I was sweating. Remember, babe, you came in? I was like, I don't know how much whiskey I just drank.
You drink half the bottle.
I was thirsty because I was sweaty and I was drinking the wrong shit.
But I think you got a good point with Overwatch coming out. Not a lot of people. The thing is, TF2 has a built-in audience, so you're going to get a lot of people playing competitive mode regardless. But Overwatch is just, I think that game's going to be so big. Like, I think everyone's going to be playing that game when it comes out.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Bobby, Chad, I got you like three more loot boxes.
Yeah.
There's a couple other games coming out right around the same time, and I feel bad for those games. What is it? Cliff Bleszinski's game, Lawbreakers, coming out around then. Paragon?
Which was supposed to be
or Battleborn.
Free to play, and has just announced that they're not going to be free to play.
I'd prefer that they weren't.
Yeah,
free to play. You guys know how I feel about that. We don't need to get.
I'm
on
a little
that
surprised though that Overwatch is not free to play.
Yeah,
they'd have to sell each character, and then there'd be a problem with balancing teams.
But there's still
if they sold each character,
yeah,
because you'd go into a game and it's like, well, we need this character, but I don't have him.
Well, if it's somebody other than Blizzard, my you saw this on like a Heroes of New Earth. A Heroes of New Earth where you bought the game and then they kind of like stopped making characters because there was no incentive for them to like make characters because they're not getting revenue from that. Right. So it ends up just being a money sink, you know? Right. So my whole concern is it, you know, if they have a game like
Blizzard's putting a whole lot into the competitive side of games, though. Like, they're really trying to build a big industry with, like, Heroes of the Dorm is going on right now with HOTS. And everything that they do is just kind of like this long-term goal of making a game sustainable. And they'll make money off.
But that's what I mean. Like, if it wasn't Blizzard, I'd be nervous. But since it's Blizzard, I'm not really nervous about that.
Yeah.
We didn't mention, while we were talking GDC, we didn't mention the awards.
Oh, yeah, the awards. Right.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
So I guess while they're there, they vote on stuff? I guess all the developers?
Yeah, the developers vote.
Yeah.
The Developer Choice Awards. So who won what?
That's an interesting perspective. Like, developers vote on games that they think were done really well.
It's kind of like
that's what the Grammys are. I mean, not the Grammys.
The SAG.
Yeah, which one is that? No. Where?
SAG?
Well, the Screen Actors Guild's awards is all the screenwriter or the
right, but the actors. Academy Awards is all industry as well.
Yeah,
those aren't people's choice or anything.
Yeah, correct.
So,
all right. So, Excellence in Visual Art was won by Oxenfree. None of us played that game. I remember them talking about it on the PC Gamer podcast a bit, and it just we saw that game. It was when we first started doing games coming out this week.
Yeah,
and we saw that, and none of us were interested.
The title of that game is so horrible that I don't want to play it.
Let's make Ollie Oxenfree.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Excellence in Narrative. Winner, Her Story.
Okay.
And I've heard, spoiler alert, I've heard that Her Story won quite a few awards in this, and it did well at the Video Game Awards in December, too.
It was just something new, so I think it got a lot of eyeballs on it.
Yeah,
for sure. Excellence in Design, Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. We did play this game.
Yeah, that's the bomb demolition, or whatever you call it.
Bomb defusal.
The problem
with that game is I don't know how to approach you guys about a game of, like, hey, dude, do you feel like fucking looking this shit up while I play over here, or do you want to play while I look this shit up? It's weird. I had a good time with it.
Me
I think
too.
It's really fun.
It's definitely...
I have it installed. We can play it anytime.
Okay. It's on the menu. Yeah. Right. A game like that, I don't know. I feel like it's novelty. It's really fun for a little bit, and it's great to show off, like, to someone who hasn't seen it, but it's...
Meanwhile, Bobby's a grandmaster. He's never lost.
I don't think I ever won.
I will say it again. His fucking heartbeat doesn't skip one beat faster per minute.
That was hilarious.
He's like, yeah, so we're going to die in 1 second. Well, why didn't you tell me? Well, I thought you would, you know, kind of overreact. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to overreact.
Well, you should probably tell the story because the way you tell it doesn't really make any sense. We defused a bomb. I think it might have been our first time doing it together, but we defused a bomb. And after we were done, I was like, oh, man, just in time. You know, we had 2 seconds left. And you're like, well, why did you tell me that? I was like, well, because he'd freak out and panic. Yeah.
Which is probably true. But don't manipulate me, Bobby.
I'm great in a crisis.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the takeaway.
Yes. Hey, the world's on fire. Somebody wake Bobby up.
Excellence in Audio. Mini Metro. Chad, you played this.
Yeah.
Didn't you complain about the audio?
Or no,
you?
No.
You really liked it.
This audio
you liked
really good.
It. Okay. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, actually, it's probably the only game Chad's ever mentioned the audio on.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. I remember the audio was brought up. I can't remember if it was good or bad on this, but it was good.
Yeah.
So.
Hence the award. Agree.
I can see the flame and the flood doing well next year on this.
I don't know what this is. Nuevo
Award.
The new
new shit.
I guess so.
Maybe it's like different.
It's so new they had to get a new word for new.
Yeah. Non-traditional, maybe, because the things I'm seeing look like non-traditional ones.
Yeah. Well, the winner was Cible. C I b e l e.
C I b e l e.
Wasn't that a sitcom in the 80s? Or no.
That's Cybill Shepherd.
Cybill Shepherd.
Yeah. Where she didn't get along with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Problems on Moonlight. Set. Yeah, Moonlight. That's what it was. So Nuovo, pronouncing that wrong, is an Italian word. And the internet does not want to tell me what it means, apparently. I think it just means new.
Type define and then the word that you're looking for. That's a little Google trick for you kids out there.
I don't know if that's...
The kids already know that.
Yeah.
I use this so much. I use this define, whatever it is, to figure out how to spell things more. Usually.
Yeah. You do not... You have the spelling.
Yeah.
Well, and you pick to type. I don't... How have you been on computers since you were...
How often do I type?
That's a lost cause. We'll never know what that means.
Newer than you is what I'm going with.
Yeah. Okay. So, but we don't know what Cybele is either. We haven't played that.
We're coming up empty on that one. All right. Best student game, Be Glitched.
Ooh, I don't know that one.
I like the name of it, though.
I wonder if that has anything to do with Bewitched.
I think it's a technical version of that. Yeah.
Be Glitched.
Best student game.
Sam, can you get me some water, too? Thank you very much.
Sumas McNally Grand Prize winner.
Ooh.
Her story.
Okay. So I guess that's the...
And Undertale got the audience award.
I guess that's their main award, is that last one?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm surprised we've actually played a lot of these games.
Yeah, let's see. Her Story, Mini Metro, Darkest Dungeon, Keep Talking, Nobody Explodes, Super Hot, and Undertale were all the ones that were nominated for the grand prize.
Yeah.
And we've played all of them except for Super Hot.
And a lot of those are independent games.
Yeah.
So, which is nice to see. But of course, this is coming.
I mean, it's the developers.
Right.
You know, so you got to take that into consideration.
Could you imagine they're all like, EA is fantastic this year. They really
showed us how it's done. This Be Glitched game.
Yeah.
You kind of play as a hacker and you actually go in the root directories, you know, like you were actually typing, but you get a story coming out of it.
Yeah.
Is that the one where you write code? Is that what you mean?
No.
It's like a simulated.
A couple of games
there's a lot of games that kind of simulate how. Not necessarily writing code, but how writing code works.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. We went back to GDC. Where does that put us?
I think we're at the Michonne.
Yeah, and we already did TF2, so we're somewhere in the middle. All
right, yeah, we're jumping around here.
Yeah, so The Walking Dead Michonne. You know, there's another Telltale game.
Is that how you actually say that name?
That's how she says it.
So. Yeah. Michonne? Okay.
And she doesn't look anything like the... She doesn't look like the comic book one, and she doesn't look like the TV one. Just like a new Michonne or whatever. And I guess this is a little bit of a backstory. And I was kind of intrigued because I wanted to know, you know, how she got her sword skills, how she got her zombies that she walks around with, the pet zombies. And none of that. It's somewhere in between whenever that happened and whenever.
There's no character development, is what you're saying.
It's random. It's just another story for Michonne. I think before she meets Rick and all them. Obviously, because I think the TV show is the most recent thing. But anyway, it's beautiful. This is the best graphics. I mean, you expect that, you know, it's been...
Yeah,
it's still Telltale graphics, though, right?
But as far as character development, I don't really care what's going on. It definitely does not pull on the heartstrings. Right away, I'll just put it, right away you're thrust into the situation where there's a teenager there and she kind of fucked over her own people. Spoilers here, but whatever. And because you could go either way, it doesn't really matter. Like, the story is going to be the story no matter what.
Okay.
But, like, I had no reason to protect. I didn't care about protect. Michonne, I care about because she's Michonne, whatever. This other chick that I'm supposed to just ride away, and she's obviously doing something wrong. I didn't see. I'm kind of siding with the bad guys just to see what happens because I don't really care about this little girl. And so, whatever. Definitely not as good as one or two.
This is episodic, similar to the other Telltale.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll... Even though... Oh, and shout out to Team Tom. He hooked it up.
Yeah.
You know, Flame in the Flood, Michonne, Devil Daggers, which I'm going to talk about next.
And his reviews, he's got a few reviews on our website now, and there's going to continue to be more. And we are eventually going to be redoing that website to kind of feature his work a little bit more. But definitely check those out.
Right. You got a week, don't you, Flavi?
Yeah, I got a week off coming up soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of Heroes of the Storm.
Baby, nice. You can drink too because Chad's going to drive.
Yeah, I can drive.
All right. So, next, Devil Daggers. You probably heard a lot about this. I heard about it on the PC Gaming Podcast, and I was wondering, it really sparked my interest about exactly what it is. Bobby, have you taken a look at it? Have you seen streamers doing it or anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen gameplay footage. I really want to check it out. I'll probably play it off your account at some point.
It is very fun, very intense, but it's the exact same thing over and over. It's like one endless boss fight. Over and over and over and over, and you just see how many seconds you can go. And, you know, ultimately I stopped playing because I know I'm not going to be the best in the world. So you're just kind of trying to beat your own score. And it does that thing where it shows your friends' scores as well, your Steam friends. And I'm the best one, by the way, around town.
It's because I haven't played yet.
Yeah.
That's what sure, I'm buddy.
And so, yeah, it's really fun, creepy, you know, you're fighting these Lovecraftian type creatures.
Ooh,
and
good word. I like it.
And it's just good, plain old fucking Doom fun. You know, killing
the
shit.
The graphics are abysmal, though.
I think they're supposed to be like that. I mean, they're as good as they need to be.
It's got a retro vibe. You kind of feel like you're playing.
Yeah. I mean, it's 3D, but it's... What would you say? Is it like Dark Forces 1 graphics or Dark Forces 2 graphics?
I was thinking it was like Doom, the original like Doom. Doom.
Well, Doom would be Dark Forces 1.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So is it Doom or Quake graphics, I guess, is what
Quake.
I'm saying.
Definitely.
Because those, Quake. Speaking of engines, those used all the same engines. Not Doom and Quake, but Doom, Dark Forces 1, Quake, Dark Forces 2.
But it's stylized and it looks cool, man. I like the way it looks, for sure. The creatures are really creepy, and they create creepier. And then, of course, I looked up the world record, which is 612 seconds.
I thought it was 800, wasn't it?
No, 612 seconds. Chad, how crazy is that video?
Yeah.
Everybody, right now, stop the podcast. Look up Devil Daggers world record. It's amazing what this guy is doing. And then when he died, it's like, what were you supposed to do there? But besides die. Like, what?
Like, that is the absolute limit.
Yeah, this is obviously the gamer god of the universe, and he can't get further than that. Like, I don't know what...
Yeah. Hmm. But the whole thing about this game, the reason it's so stressful is you get one hit point, and you can never gain more than one hit point.
Yeah.
One hit and you're dead. Yeah. So you have the constant pressure of being perfect, because if you're not perfect, your run's over.
Here, I'll put this out here. If you think you're a good gamer... If you're good at video games, put it to the test and see how you do.
With Devil Daggers?
Yeah. This is.
So what was your time? What was your best time?
I believe at 74 seconds.
74 seconds.
Yeah, you get there.
So longer than your sex life.
Hey!
But just barely.
Bobby, are you curious if you can beat my 74 seconds?
I'm guaranteed Bobby will beat your 74 seconds.
Are we talking about the sex life or are we talking about the Devil Daggers?
I don't know because he's crippled now. He can't even hold the mouse for more than
I know, dude. I've got a serious carpal tunnel problem going.
I got something for that.
Is it is it WD-40?
No. I mean, I have good days and I have bad days, but yeah, my right hand hurts. It's just, you know, video games and video editing just all damn day. What you gonna do? And Heroes of the Storm is just like the worst game to do that. And a lot of streamers I watch, they wear braces as well just to kind of compensate for that. I mean, it's something that's gonna happen. But you know, I'm getting old, so.
I at work, I got this nice ergonomic keyboard and mouse, but the mouse is like almost a ball. It's kind of round like that, so you can rest on the side of your hand instead of this way. See how when you put your hand like a normal mouse, you have a twisting of your wrist,
right.
And that's causing extra stress and strain on your arm.
Okay.
So, like, if you can...
More
like a pistol instead of a mouse motion.
More than an urban pistol.
It's really... Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, instead of a gangster.
I cracked myself up, apparently.
Yeah. Apparently.
Does anybody else know what I'm talking about?
No. Yeah, where they hold the gun sideways.
Yeah, yeah. That strain on your wrist.
Yeah.
All those gangsters have carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
Right. If they were just shooting like cops, then they'd be okay.
Correct.
Right. So Bobby's falling asleep.
Bobby's been shooting too much gangster style.
Yeah, that's my problem. You know, I did play something this week, rather than my usual Stardew Valley and Heroes of the Storm. I remembered, I've been playing pretty consistently Orcs Must Die 2.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've been playing co-op mode with Tyler. We all remember him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been getting pretty far. He got the DLC. They had a big sale on DLC. And Orcs Must Die 2 is one of those tower defense games where you not only set up the towers, but you actively participate.
It's not really tower defense, right? I mean, it is.
You set up traps.
You set up traps.
It is tower defense. It's like Sanctum. Yeah. I mean, Same kind of deal. You set up traps, and that's your tower defense, but you also actively participate by being a character, a first-person shooter in Sanctum, or in Orcs Must Die, third person.
Yeah.
And you can shoot down the enemies as they come.
You'd be a chick in that one too, right?
She's like a wizard, right?
Or right? Something.
Yeah, there's like various skins. Or
something?
Yeah.
Is there a huge difference between her and him?
No. You can equip different weapons and gear your character however you like. But it's one of those games that's just a lot of fun. It's a great game, but nobody ever really plays it. I mean, some people do, but really not that much. So when I picked up some DLC when it was on sale, I was like, yeah, let's check this out. Let's get into it. And
to beat the game or whatever?
We've been doing, I've completed all the DLC, and I think we actually went through all the levels. There's no storyline in the new DLC, though, which I was a little disappointed. Because it's the guy, the main character in Orcs Must Die is totally Ash from Evil Dead. And he's kind of like, you know, this comical character fighting off minions and, you know, wisecracking and all that shit. So the cutscenes are always fun. That's done by Robot Entertainment, by the way, which I don't know if they'd do anything anymore, but they also did Age of Empires Online, which I got strangely addicted to for a while.
I liked their first game. I don't know what it was about two that just, I don't know, it didn't
click. Age of Empires?
No, I'm sorry.
Orcs Must Die.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
There's not much difference between the two to me. Orcs Must Die 2 just has more content.
I covered this when it happened, but I want to say that, like, in the first one, you couldn't let any. There was a way to get, not let any, the whole game, I didn't let any fucking orcs through.
Oh.
And this one, like, orcs were getting through, and maybe I just wasn't using the strategies right or whatever. Yeah, who knows? I don't know what it was. But, Bobby, are you having to let some through?
Depends on the map.
Yeah.
I've had some perfect runs. It's not impossible by any means to get 100% on those. Right. Yeah. But, you know, it's fun. You play a map, you earn skulls, and that's your currency for spending on upgrades. You can upgrade your character's weapons, or you can upgrade the traps, or you can buy new traps. I mean, that kind of keeps you going a little bit.
And you like it better than Dungeon Defenders?
Dungeon Defenders? Yeah, I do, actually. I haven't played that much of Dungeon Defenders, too. But, yeah. I mean, that's a good game in its own right. Just a different point of view, different angle on that one. And
actual towers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I've always liked Orcs Must Die. But yeah, I thought I'd bring that up. But you know what I really wanted to talk about was a new hero came out. David is winning. If you're listening, it finally happened. They're releasing Dehaka. We had a conversation about how he would be a great addition to Heroes of the Storm.
Wait, who the hell is Dehaka?
So you didn't know he was coming and you guys were talking about it and then it happened?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about this probably 4 or 5 months ago, quite a long time ago. Dehaka is the Primal Zerg from StarCraft II. Primal Zerg, he's not part of the Swarm, getting into nerd territory here.
We are a video game PC gaming podcast, so I think getting into nerd territory happened a long time ago.
I'm just saying, like, if we were at dinner or something discussing this and the waitress walked up, it would just be kind of awkward.
You know what's weird? What's worse is I'm like, my interest is peaked. Yeah. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Ooh, a primal Zerg, go on.
Yeah. Zerg, but not part of the Swarm, go on.
Right, so way the primal Zerg work is like, they're like prehistoric dinosaurs. So they've been around forever and they get their power by absorbing the essence of other animals. So the stronger ones just rise to the top if they find someone who's stronger than them, then they kind of follow them. So I think it's in Heart of the Swarm when you play as Kerrigan, she goes to a planet where Dehaka is and he senses her and is like, oh, you're obviously very badass here. I'm going to join your crew. And, they fuck shit up together, basically. But okay. So Dahak is like this big dinosaur dude, and he's got some really unique abilities. Really interesting stuff, but I want to go into detail on that. What's interesting, though, is the way that they released this, and Blizzard has been doing this for a while. They would release a screenshot on Twitter with kind of like a pun, something sort of vague, kind of hinting at what it was. And then everyone would kind of guess and speculate, ooh, what is it? What is it? Like, you could see the screenshot that they released showed like these little tracks, these three-toed tracks. So immediately a lot of people were like, oh, it's got to be Dahaka. I hope it's Dahaka. Some people said Vol'jin from Warcraft because it's a troll that rides a raptor.
Yep.
But before this was the wizard from Diablo 2 and Zul, the necromancer from Zul from Diablo 2 and the wizard from Diablo 3. And what they did with that is they released the character, the silhouette of a character, just all black, and some voice or some audio files from them. So people were guessing from that. But it's kind of this trend that Blizzard's been doing ever since BlizzCon where they hint. They don't come right out and say, this is the new hero coming out.
Right.
They drop hints and they get everybody hyped. Yeah, they tease it. And I can't remember. I don't think Smite ever did this. And I'm not familiar enough with the League or Dota. But I think it's just a really interesting way to do this and kind of generate some buzz about new heroes being released.
Well, the shitty thing about the Smite thing is people were data mining their, I don't know, source engine somehow. I don't know. And they'd come up with silhouettes and you could kind
of
like.
Oh, yeah. The voice packs.
Yeah.
And they've done the same thing for Heroes of the Storm. There's all sorts of, voices. The characters have interactions. If they run into each other at the beginning of the map, sometimes they'll have a dialogue that pertains to only two characters. Like if Raynor and Nova run into each other, then they'll have a back and forth. So all those audio files. Yeah. On the map. And some of them are pretty funny too. But all those audio files are in the game and people pulled them out. So they've been able to determine, okay, these people are going to eventually be in the game. And so there's some spoiler alerts there. But I mean, it's all each MOBA has a certain cast of characters that you can pull from. So you can kind of assume who's going to be in them. I mean, with Heroes of the Storm, it's obviously going to be anything from Blizzard. With Smite, I don't know. Smite's got a large pool to grab things from. And they've.
Infinite gods.
Yeah, they've kind of surprised me with. Like gods that I'm not even familiar with. You know, there's some that seem really obvious. Zeus,
Thor.
But they're out of...
ones that everybody knows.
No, but I mean, they're out of group. They've hit their limit on the groups. On the pantheons, yeah.
I think they said that there was another one available. They didn't say what it was, though.
But with Dota 2, you don't really get that. Or League of Legends. I mean, that's not a certain canon of character, is it?
I mean, it's their own... made up.
They
ones.
Just make them up.
Yeah.
League of Legends is the Walmart of,
of
MOBAs. They just do whatever they want. Like,
well, it's their own IP, so they can just.
Well, Dota 2, what's funny is Dota 2 pulls a lot of characters from.
Dota 1.
Yeah, from Dota, which is based on Warcraft. So a lot of these characters, the argument someone made once was people say Stitches is a ripoff of Pudge, but. Really, Pudge was pulled from Stitches.
Yeah.
So, but I noticed like in the last international tournament, they had the gyrocopter guy in there who was always, I always thought he had the funniest lines in Warcraft 3. And I really hope they bring him to the Heroes of the Storm Nexus.
Are they going to bring Overwatch characters into Heroes of the Storm?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are actually. And they actually, that's actually going to, I just said actually like five times. That's going to be the next hero is Tracer. And you get her for free if you pre-purchased Overwatch. So I will be getting her. But yeah, she's after Dahaka, who is the 50th hero, by the way. That game's been out of alpha or beta for a little over a year now, and they're up to 50.
Okay.
Now, Bobby, your big thing on Smite was like, oh, another fucking god.
Yeah, I really hated that. Ruined.
But now... how do you feel about this?
I mean, I'm not like everyone else where I'm like, we need more heroes. We need more heroes. Like, they release one about every 3 weeks, which still seems like a lot, but I'm okay with it because I'm really actively playing different heroes. With Smite, I really got stuck in a rut. Like, I played Ymir, and that's what I did. And,
quite well.
Yeah, you were a good Ymir player.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him.
Ymir.
I miss that. One of these days.
Should I do all the voices of all the Smite characters again?
We already have that somewhere.
Jesus Christ.
And it got progressively worse.
Oh, yeah, because I was getting drunker and drunker. At the end, I was like, on horror, rawr. He's a cat, rawr.
That audio file is somewhere. We're going to post it one of these days. Maybe it'll be a...
somebody should...
like a perk if you donate so much.
You should get it where it's just him doing all the different names.
The funny thing was, they sounded exactly the same.
Fuck you, man.
All right. So what else are we talking about?
I think that's it for the highlights and lowlights of this week. Anyone else play anything interesting?
Did anybody even check listener question?
No, I did. I don't think we had any.
I literally just came back from Vegas.
Fuck like, you, man.
I haven't even gotten to the house yet. You picked me up and we drove straight here to do this.
Yeah,
so no listener questions this week. If you have any listener questions, just go to our Steam group, dlgaming.net. We'll take you there. And you can ask us whatever you want. Doesn't even have to be game related.
Probably won't answer.
Nothing really going on with esports right now. Although I do want to mention one thing with esports. I watch a hell of a lot of Heroes of the Storm, like competitive now. Like it's ridiculous. Like when I'm over at my girlfriend's, like I have it on too. I'm basically like my dad was when I was young. He always was watching baseball. It's terrible, but they were, they're doing the regionals for Copa America, which I believe is South America. Mm-hmm. And what an exciting language to sportscast in. Like, it was so entertaining. I didn't know what they were saying, but I was so fucking hyped for these games.
In like, Spanish or Portuguese?
It was Spanish.
Oh, okay.
It was Spanish. Because I recognized a few words. I know a little Spanish living in San Diego. Yeah. But it's burrito, like watching taco. A soccer. Yeah. Yeah, burrito, taco, cerveza.
Yeah.
But... you know, it's like soccer games. Like the announcers are so hyped.
Yeah.
And watching Heroes of the Storm like that was just so funny to me. I enjoyed it so much. It really is. Spanish
that kind of disappeared from American.
Yeah.
If you watch variety shows from any other culture, pretty much it's over the top. Mm-hmm. We're here to entertain you, but here it's
kind of like they know it's a little cheesy, but they go with it. I noticed the same thing when I watched the Korean regionals. Like, they just have such a different way of presenting stuff. Like, they'd use a lot of graphics and sound effects, like a lot of overlay images.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really, really thought that was entertaining.
Aquí estamos en el otro lado. Go! Go, 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 go!
Yeah, there it is. And there is this one guy doing this thing that I love. It's my favorite thing ever is, we got a lot of mariachi bands around here in San Diego. You know, if you go out to eat at a restaurant, especially in Old Town, which I go to a lot, very likely you will have some mariachi band, some garishly dressed men.
Mariachi?
Mariachi, yes. Some garishly dressed men with large hats come up to you with a trumpet and a guitar and start serenading you while you're eating your enchilada. But my favorite thing that they... that they do is that high pitched thing. Maybe you can do that one, Amelia. You know what I'm talking about?
Warn people first.
It's called a grito. It's called a scream.
Is it? Is
you do it when you've had a significant amount of booze,
which you have.
I hope I didn't wake anybody up.
But they'll pull that out like in the middle of the song too, which is just always
baby.
Like,
how was
the
best that
part? It's like the bass drop good for yeah me. Yeah, it's like the the dubstep bass drop.
Do your chat.
No, I'm not.
Chad did his, and Miguel fucking pulled over. He was crying, laughing so hard. Come on, Chad.
I'm not drinking. I gotta. You can only do it while drunk. Ask me next episode when I'm drinking again.
All right. Yeah, but this guy, one of the announcers was pulling this out during the Heroes of the Storm. And I was like losing it. But all right, that's all I got to say about esports. That's our esports.
It was a good one. I liked it.
Cool. But I didn't even know what he said.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of esports, though, Ark Survival of the Fittest is coming out or is out. Or no, it is out.
Yeah, it is out. Free to play on Steam.
The reviews are mixed right now, but I'm sure they'll fix that. Ark has a lot of money. They were one of the runaway hits last year.
Yeah.
You know, they're almost up there with like Rocket League and stuff. So
yeah,
they got a ton of cash. So they're thrusting themselves into the esports scene.
Okay.
Right off the bat, $50,000 is being given to like four different regions, I guess.
Okay.
50,000 each. So that's $200,000 on their first outing. Wow. You okay know, so there's four regions, I guess, and 50,000 each. So top 10 players is going to get money for each one of these. So let's check this out.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, for it sure. seems like I'm scanning through the reviews here. The reviews are pretty bad on Steam, but it looks like most people are just having optimization issues. It just runs really poorly. Well, it's still
early access.
Yeah, it's early access. I'm sure they got some things to work out.
People need to like slow their roll a little bit on these early access reviews.
Yeah. Well, you've got to, anytime you see something like this, like mixed reviews based on that, you got to kind of take it with a grain of salt. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. The Division is the new biggest video game franchise of all time.
Yeah. Is that according to their sales numbers? Is that what that is?
Well,
but isn't this a Rainbow Six game or a, not a Rainbow Six, a Tom Clancy game, right?
Yeah. Well, I think because it was one of his. Did he die?
Yeah,
he died,
he's
Tom Clancy.
How many books did he write before? Like, who wrote The Division? I guess he did before he died or something.
Well, I think this was an older.
Oh, he died series? In 2013.
Okay, so yeah, he probably had it. You know, somebody probably finished it up for him.
Yeah.
The Sum of All Fears.
Who cares?
I fell asleep in that movie, during that movie.
He ruled the 90s with like action flicks.
Yeah. Stuff.
Yeah.
Man.
And I read...
his books are all huge too.
Yeah, I read Rainbow Six, actually.
Was it any good?
Rainbow is because it comes from all the different nations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because they're homosexuals.
Could be both.
Unfortunately. That's why
I'm really excited to want to read the book.
Yeah.
And there's six of them?
Yeah. Only thing better than one gay is six gays. Bobby, what's gayer? Four guys trying to suck three dicks.
Hold on, let me get my calculator.
Or come on a mustache.
I gotta go with the second one, I think.
But remember, if there's four on three, one of them's fighting. It's like two dogs with one bowl. Yeah, you ever seen that? Yeah. Are we editing that? Right.
And the cut point, Bobby, will be...
Bobby looks so disappointed.
And we reached new low.
What you didn't know is he told his mom to listen to this episode, and he's now figuring out a way to cut that out.
I know better than to tell my family to listen to this.
Well, that was
your students.
Yeah.
When we interviewed Pig Sack, he said he was going to have his kids listen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we probably shouldn't swear. And he's like, no, nah,
it's a little late for that now.
I think everybody should cuss in front of their kids. Anyway, so... wait, did I miss something?
Nope, that was all of your news.
Okay, yep. Cool. So we have Clown Loshi coming up. He did really well. He said he was really nervous. He said, don't bring up his name, and I brought up his name first thing. So look forward to that. And,
you're a jerk like that.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything else?
Is there anything... Obviously, no big games are coming up. Do you guys know?
So, Team Tom actually has Far Cry Primal, but because of the third-party fucking bullshit.
Ubisoft.
I'm going to bite the bullet. I haven't bought a game in months because I've been broke, but I'm going to buy Far Cry Primal. It's only $32 right now, so.
Is that on G2A?
G2A, yeah.
Is that just for the Ubisoft code, or is that for the Uplay code?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's always cheaper.
I don't mind at this point. Yeah. I really hated these other platforms, and ever since we used the Glyph one, I'm just like, whatever.
The Glyph one?
Mm-hmm. Glyph launcher?
Yeah, Glyph for the Tryon game. What was that? Atlas Reactor.
Yeah, Atlas Reactor. Yeah.
I'm like, this is so nice and
clean. We did it with Epic also.
Epic's one was so nice and just like nice to use. So, and after that, I'm like, okay, whatever. It is what it is. Not everything can be on Steam. They're going to be dicks about it.
Yeah. And for me personally, it looks like people are Twitch streaming Paragon. So I'm going to try to jump on Paragon.
Right.
See what's going on. See if the NDA is lifted. If the NDA is lifted, I will tell you guys about Paragon next week.
That looks cool to me for sure. That looks like a way better looking Smite.
Yeah.
Something like that. Right.
Well, it's...
Well, you can't talk about it.
Well, it's very different from Smite because you have a reticle in Smite.
Wait, if people are streaming it, then you could talk about it. Obviously.
Well, I mean, people can stream whatever they want to do. The question is...
There's a lot of people streaming it, though.
Yeah, there is. So I don't think it's going to have a problem to talk about next week. But what I'm saying is Smite really exists on a 2D plane. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right. Like this has verticality.
This has vertical. Like your auto attacks, you can shoot up and down and stuff like that.
Oh. Wow.
And you, like when you, yeah, it's got verticality involved and yeah. stuff.
God, Super Monday Night Combat was just way, way ahead of its time, huh, Bobby?
Yeah.
That's what happened to it.
Yeah.
They were the first ones, so they couldn't see everybody else's errors. That had to happen for us to get Smite and...
I was just... The thing about Super Monday Night is they're... It's with the multiple levels right. stuff...
Well, isn't that what you're talking about here?
More like they've got cliffs and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
But it's not like... There was, you went up to the second floor and you couldn't get back down unless you had a point to get back down. You know what I mean? Like, it almost felt like two different maps. You'd climb up there and do
stuff.
They
considered it the jungle. The jungle yeah. was mm-hmm. vertical. Or.
And so. That's what, what's that side scrolling one? Awesomenauts? Awesomenauts mm-hmm. has the jungle kind of up above also, right?
Yeah, well, it depends on the map.
Or in between. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. But man, what I really feel like, the announcers in that game, we bring it up all the time, but. Those dudes did such an amazing performance, and I feel like it goes largely unappreciated because nobody plays that game anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like there's like a comedy somewhere that nobody can access because it was on VHS and nobody has a VCR anymore. You know, because like, because you have to play all the maps to get all the shit that they say. It's really good.
Yeah, right up there with the cheese vendor.
Yep. You know how I feel about that.
You know the game that I was playing that... I was thinking to myself, this needs to be a soundboard because it's fucking hilarious to hear these ones.
Yeah.
Was Honey Pop. That game had the most ridiculous things that they would say. And
I'm sure somebody made one. I bet if you typed in Honey Pop soundboard.
I'll have to look. But it had some choice winners
there. Will you play Choice of Robots yet? Please?
Choice of Robots?
Yeah.
The game that's not a game?
Yeah.
Just the play
it.
Okay.
You love reading. Just fucking play it.
Okay.
I installed it. I can't get through it. It's too much reading.
I installed it, actually.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Okay, I got one more game. Should I save it next week?
No. I mean...
Yeah.
Whatever you want. How much...
Firewatch. I beat it.
Did you?
Yeah. Should I save it next week? What do you want, Bob?
That could be a... I don't know.
Save it for next week.
Yeah, okay. So we can really get into it. Because I definitely want to hear about that. I was very excited for that game, and I still might pick it up. Because it's not on your account, is it?
No, it wasn't on my Steam as played, because I went down my Steam as played, and it wasn't on there. I don't know why. Maybe because it was from Team Tom, but so was the other game, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll talk about that next week, and let's try to keep it spoiler-free, because I want to play that one, too.
Cool.
Or maybe I'll play it by then.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the only game that Sam could have chimed in on. But, oh well.
She's busy looking at her phone. It's all right.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, so we're done?
Yep. Listener Spotlight at the end.
Listener Spotlight coming up. Yep. Stay tuned.
But for now, speaking for Bobby, Sam, Chad.
Yep.
And myself, while I'm burping. Titties. Titties.
Hello and welcome to another GL Gaming Podcast. I'm here with Clown Ocean. This is just me, Emilio. Chad disappeared today. He's out of town again. He's an international man of mystery. What's up, Clown Ocean?
Hey, man. What's up?
So first things off, let's kick it off. Explain your screen name, dude. off air, he asked me not to ask him that, but of course, that's what I do. So
you being Emilio,
yep.
have to ask the hard questions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Look, man, I just got a thing for clowns and sexual fetish that I just don't want to get into right now. That's all.
All right. Well, we're just going to have to go with that. All right. So a lot of the time you're playing with your boy, right?
Yeah, okay. He's 8.
Cool. And so what are your favorite games to play together?
Let's see. You mean other than Minecraft, right?
I didn't even know. You had never mentioned it, but I guess it doesn't pop up on Steam, right?
Nah, it doesn't. But, you know, every kid's into Minecraft. We play Terraria, and we recently got into that Sonic Racing game. The kart one you were talking about?
Oh, yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty good game.
Have you given Starbound a try?
Yeah, but the freaking multiplayer in that game is ridiculous.
Oh, do you guys have a double PC setup, or what's the deal? Are you local co-op?
Yeah, like every one of my kids has a PC that I made for them. And they each have their own Steam account.
You're my fucking hero, dude.
Yeah. That's so awesome. We play Octodad, Minecraft, Terraria, you know, all the usual kids game. But I did have him try Psychonauts the other day, and he loved it. And like a single tear rolled down my face.
Nice.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. Really cool.
It's so like iconic, but it's dated. But I think for an 8-year-old, it's perfect. Like he's not going to pick up.
Yeah, he's not going to know the difference.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Such a good game.
So sometimes when I'm supposed to be spending time with my wife, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go play with the kids. And then I get to play PC games some more. So it kind of works out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Man, you should have a place in our podcast. You got the coolest fucking welcome back to the cool hour.
Easy listening with Clown Lotion and Emilio.
Smooth jam. So what are you most excited to come out? Either for yourself or like to co-op with your son?
Ooh, this year that hasn't come out yet. Probably For Honor, man. That game looks legit.
That's the one where there's like it's 4-player co-op during a battle.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, that does look awesome.
Like I'm a real sucker for hack and slash medieval stuff. So That's why I like Dark Souls and every other game like that.
Dude, really why haven't we had a game that has Braveheart type battles yet?
I don't know, man.
I've been waiting for that since Braveheart. It hasn't happened.
Yeah, I mean, there's an open market for it. I don't know why. They need
Hopefully
to catch up.
Pull through, huh?
Yeah.
What is your favorite game of all time?
You already know, man. Dark Souls. Dark Souls. It's hard, but it's not as hard as people say it is, especially once you learn how to play.
What is the appeal? Did you like the fact that you had to research so much stuff on it, or did you not research things?
Honestly, man, I haven't researched that much stuff other than how to get to certain bosses, because there's bosses that are optional, there's complete areas that are optional.
Right.
And, like, you need a certain item to get to certain places, like the Painted World, stuff like that.
Right.
But, other than that, I just play through it, man. And
just trial and error and shit, huh?
Yeah. I just like the grind, and I like the challenge.
That was my biggest problem with that game, is that nothing was told to you up front, pretty much, and you just kind of had to. I'm like, man, I got other games. You know, Binding of Isaac exists, man. I can't.
Well, I mean, that game's no punk either, man. I tried Isaac, and I keep dying. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, after you get a little bit of it, and then it's mostly my girlfriend, man. That's my girlfriend playing all the time now.
Right.
Which is cool. At least she's doing that and not like, I don't know. Hitting up with Sancho on the corner or something like that. Like, I know where she's at. I can check my Steam profile. She's always on.
You ever have to kick her off?
And she won't sometimes.
Wow.
She's like, I'm about to beat it. I can't. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I don't get a lot of time to play. I need you to get off.
Can't really complain though, man. You got a girl that plays games. So
exactly. And it has co-op. So I don't know if you knew that you and your son could play.
Binding of Isaac?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've given it a try. Oh, you know what other one we've tried is Serious Sam 3.
Serious Sam, the local co-op? Oh, no, he has his own PC.
Yeah, but it's local co-op, too. So we've done that together. It's really good for local co-op.
Hey, man, your mic just dropped down like 3 or 4 decibels. I don't know what that is.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Cool. So I got some hard-hitting questions for you now.
All right.
All right, you're in the middle of a football field. You have a baseball bat, and a gremlin attacks you. You'd probably be able to take out that gremlin, right?
Yep.
How many waves of gremlins? One gremlin, then two gremlins, then three gremlins. What wave of gremlins? How many gremlins is enough to take out Clown Lotion?
Wow, man. That's a really
Don't dodge the question, bro.
Gotcha.
This is some hard-hitting shit.
All right.
The fans
now,
want
are these the classic Christmas gremlins?
Gremlins ones, no real superpowers or mutations yet.
Gotcha. All right, definitely going to avoid water. So, I'd say about 16 waves, maybe.
Wow, this man has self-confidence, folks. I have asked this question maybe 30, 40 times in my life. The highest I've ever heard was 7. this guy is yoked. All right. And two more. So lightsaber or hoverboard?
Ooh. I'm a nerd, man. Got to go with lightsaber.
Lightsaber. Now, real once you get it, real world application. What are you going to do with this thing? Is it something you bust out at parties just to show off, or
I'll probably get a job at Subway or something.
What's that? What was that?
Probably get a job at Subway.
Just cutting sandwiches?
Yep, just to show off.
Because do you want it toasted and sliced? Because I could do it in one move. And finally, how'd you get into DL Gaming? How'd you hear of us?
Well, I kind of did a search because I was kind of disappointed in the other podcasts that were out. And I just stumbled upon you guys one day, and really, I like the way you guys, you know, click. You got, you know, Chad, who talks a lot. You got Emilio, the wild card. Got Bobby, who never talks. I think I hear him say like 9 words an episode, maybe.
Yeah.
He's getting better, though. Yeah. And, yeah, I just like... you guys are regular guys. It's just like listening to my friends chat on the couch, talk about games. And you guys are about as old as I am, so you know about the old stuff, too. Like, normally I talk to somebody about Day of the Tentacle or Zork or something right. like that, and they have no clue what I'm talking about. But right. you're old-school gamers like me, man, so that's why I stick around.
It works out, man. Perfect. Well, thanks for being a fan, and thanks for listening. And I think that's a wrap on this one.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Is there anything you want to say or shout out to anybody?
Oh, shout out to David is winning. Ooh. Big Sack, Lab Monkey, Team Tom.
Nice. That's the crew. Have you played Rocket League with David is winning?
Not yet.
That guy's ridiculous, man.
I hear he carries.
He does carry. Cool, man. So, all right. Talk to you later.